Brussels in English, this is The Bulletin. So starting tomorrow, it's February, and that means the Tournée Minérale, a dry month, a month without alcohol. Lock your liquor cabinet and hide the wine. Belgium's dry month is here. Might seem a bit unfair at first. They've taken away our friends, our cinemas, our haircuts, and now they want to take away our beer for a month. But it's not meant to punish us. In fact, it's meant to help us realise just how omnipresent drink is in our lives. We're going to hear now from one of the organisers.
I'm Tom Evenepoel, and I'm the coordinator of the Druglijn, which is the Dutch-speaking drug helpline in Belgium. We picked up the idea quite some years ago, and we saw how Dry January was gaining momentum in the UK, almost by hazard. You know, we mentioned something in the press about it, and then we got a reaction from the Cancer Foundation. We said, well, we've got the same idea of starting an alcohol-free month in Belgium. So we basically teamed up with them. Next month will be our fifth edition. So we started 5 years ago. And the initial idea was just, you know, to run a campaign to sensitize people about alcohol, their alcohol use, about how often on a daily basis we are reminded of alcohol, confronted with alcohol, how obvious it often seems. We are indeed a country of beer brewers, and we like our beers, of course. We were, you know, secretly hoping to achieve something like 10 to 20,000 participants, and we ended up, if I remember well, with more than 120,000 people who registered, who enlisted. We know that up to 1 in 5 Belgians in some way participate in Tournée Minérale, so that's fantastic. The sheer thought of having to toast on the new year and then to immediately drop every alcoholic drink for the rest of the month, that was, in the 5 years ago, we were a bit hesitant about will this work, you know, and we took a safe option by picking out February. I think the amount of alcohol-free alternatives that are popping up year after year, alcohol-free beer, alcohol-free gins, mocktails, you name it, you know, that's really a sign, you know, people wouldn't launch those if they wouldn't know that they can get some, you know, that it's profitable to produce these things.
Tom Evenepoel there from De Drogue Line, which is one of the organizers of the Tournée Minérale, which starts tomorrow.